This week's parsha is Parshas Emor. I want to dedicate this Lezecher Nishmas Tuva Etel Bas Avram, whose yahrzeit is today, and the Refuah Shlema for Rivka Chana Bas Zipporah and Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka Leshav Refuah Shlema. So, in the parsha, we start with the laws of what we call the seven relatives, the Shiva Krovim. This applies to the Kohanim, but we then learn out from this who we are supposed to mourn for, the idea of avelos. So what's interesting is when you look at the parsha, we then understand how this very much applies to the time period that we're in. We're in this period of Sfira, and we've taken upon ourselves the idea of mourning because of the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva. So from the beginning of the Sfira until the 33rd day, we are noheg, we end up practicing certain laws of mourning. Now what's interesting is also in this week's parsha, the Torah tells us about the idea of counting the Sfira. It says, "Usfartem lachem imachras ha-shabbos, miyom havyachem es omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbosos timos tiyena." So from the day after the Shabbos, which we refer to as the first day of Pesach, from the time that we bring the Omer offering, we're supposed to count 7 complete weeks. And we end up counting 50 days. It says, Am Nimrachas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisbru Chamishim Yom. You count 50 days. So the question is, when you say 7 full weeks is 49 days. But then the Torah tells us they're supposed to count 50 days. So what is that? So the answer that I saw that I think is very, very beautiful in terms of understanding this is that when we talk about the 50, we're including the first day of Pesach as well. Because the process that we're talking about of counting is a process of leaving Egypt and coming to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai, to receive the Torah. So even though it's true, we start counting the day after the first day of Pesach, Mimachras HaShabbos, which then we count 7 complete weeks. When we look at the total, we're looking at a 50-day period because we include, and really the truth is, this whole process is a process of leaving Egypt, of working our way towards getting out of Egypt. And all that is associated with the negativity that surrounds being slaves and being stuck in a place that was Egypt, the place of Mitzrayim, which we call the idea of being in a very restricted, very small type of place. So now we progress and we get to tonight, and tomorrow is Lag BaOmer. And at this point, we stop the mourning. And if you look at the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, so we see in 493, the Siman 493, it tells us that until Lag BaOmer, we have this custom not to take a haircut. But then when it comes to Lag BaOmer, then it's a question of whether we include the 33rd day or we wait till the 34th day. But this year, everybody agrees that when Lag BaOmer comes out on a Friday, everybody agrees that one can get haircuts and shave, etc., on the 33rd day, which would be tomorrow, Friday. So, and then also the idea of not celebrating having weddings. So when this type of situation, everybody agrees that you can have a wedding on Thursday night as the way it falls out this year. And so now the question is, why? So the Torah brings down, and it's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, that why is the 33rd day of the Omer already a change? Because the students of Rabbi Kiva ceased to die. They stopped dying on that day. So as the Shulchan Aruch says, Shapasku, Shaz Pasku Milamos, they stopped dying. Now, it's a strange thing, because what kind of, I understand that there's, let's say we're not sad as much because they stopped dying, but it seems to be a shift from the complete mourning all to it, like the point of simcha, of joy. So that they stopped dying should be a point of joy. So the Avodas Yisrael, who's the Magid from Mikuznitz, he explains that what really happened and why their stopping to die was a happy time. What happened on Lag BaOmer? So a number of things. But one of the ideas is that Rabbi Akiva, who lost all these students within this period of time, after this major loss, he turned, went to the south, and he established 5 new students. And those 5 students became the basis for all of the Torah Sheval Peh, the oral tradition. And so one of those students is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who becomes one of the focal points of Lag BaOmer because of his Yahrzeit is on Lag BaOmer. He's born on Lag BaOmer. He releases he gives the command to write down the Zohar or to publish it on Lag BaOmer. But what happens on Lag BaOmer originally is Rabbi Akiva, it says, established or he gave his smicha to these 5 students on Lag BaOmer. And he explained to those students, you want to understand the takeaway. What's the takeaway from the 24,000 students dying? We explain that the reason that they died is that they did not treat each other with proper respect. The idea is shelo nagu kavod zeh lazeh. Another subtlety of explanation is that they weren't open about sharing their Torah with their friends. So comes along Rabbi Akiva now after this massive loss. He doesn't stop operating. He continues to go on. He perseveres, and he explains to his new students, these 5, this is what went wrong. And the explanation of why Lag BaOmer is a happy day is because it's a tikkun. It's a fix for the loss. It's a fix for what had gone wrong. And so explains the Avodas Yisrael, the reason there's joy is because of the idea that these 5 students took to heart the lesson of the loss. He calls it a breaking of the vessels in order to fix. And so that when comes Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva, he conveys this lesson, they take it to heart, and these 5 students correct the mistake of the prior generation, of those 24,000 that had died because of their mistake of how they did not treat each other with proper respect. Comes along Lag BaOmer, comes along Rabbi Akiva, and he tells his students this lesson, and they take it to heart, and they do it, they implement it. And therefore, Lag BaOmer now becomes a time of joy. Shapaskul almost, they stop dying. What does it mean they stop dying? That they no longer, these 24,000 students, not only did they stop to die in this world, but in the next world, because the lessons of their life were now being implemented and people made a change for the better because of the lessons that were learned from the mistakes that they had made. Therefore, Paschal almost, they stopped dying in the next world. Their eternal life was spared because there was a positive outcome from what had happened here. It's interesting that told us Yaakov Yosef, he explains this idea that you have mitot la'olam, a person should always learn shelo lishma for not the right purpose, for the right, not the right intentions, because eventually you'll get to the right intentions. And he says there that it doesn't mean that if the whole time, the process of getting from point A to point B, that it's only when you get to the point B that you've actually created a positive thing, but the whole process becomes elevated. So the idea of what happened here is exactly that here they had made this mistake and they died for it even. But the fact that the lesson was conveyed to the students of Rabbi Akiva, the second wave, the second 5, and to us as well, that we learn this lesson and we are being told we need to correct our ways. We need to work on how we treat each other. And shelo nagu kavod zeh lazeh, we now have to go and we have to treat each other with respect. And on top of that, when it comes to Torah, it's something that we need to share openly. And therefore, what happens with these 5 students, Rabbi Akiva, they learned the lesson. And what did they do? Their teachings became spread throughout the world. And even today, all the Torah Sheval Peh, it starts with these 5 students because they took this negative and they turned into a positive, and therefore the whole negative becomes a positive and is elevated because ultimately the positive thing was taken to heart, and therefore we are much better off today because of it. And so, God willing, b'schus, in the merit of Lag BaOmer, we should see tremendous light and salvation, and we should be able to connect and become one nation, unified, together, so that as we get closer now, it's called Lev Tov. The first 32 days is Lev, and then Tov. We're in the back stretch of the last 17 days of the count. We'll get to the place of Mamad Har Sinai, where we stood together, unified as one. And that, in that way, we should be zoche to get to that place again. We should be completely unified, learn from these students, and therefore, Lag BaOmer becomes an incredibly happy day. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.